Raising our voices would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands we are all tuning in from. We pay our respects to elders, past, present, and future. We acknowledge any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people listening in this evening.
We recognise self-advocates who have worked very hard over many years for their rights and their human rights for all. Nothing about us without us.
Hello and welcome to another Raising Our Voices show on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital Radio, and 3CR.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a self-advocacy radio show run by people with disability for people with disability.
Today's show is an NDIS update. We'll be talking about the NDIS and its changes and why it has been in the news lately and how it will affect everybody that relies on the NDIS.
Hi everyone, I'm Michael. I'm the peer worker for Rainbow Rights, and I'm just a loud and proud gay man.
Hi everyone. I am Sky. I am part of Raising Our Voices, and I'm also part of the Rainbow community.
I'm Lou, and I'm from Have a Say, and this one, and I'm also from WDV as well, which is Enabling Women's Leadership.
Cool. And we have a special guest today with us.
Yep.
Can you please introduce yourself, Jared?
Hi, everyone. My name is Jared Sandway. I am an NDIS advisor at the Self-Advocacy Resource Unit. I am also a wheelchair user and an NDIS participant. And like Michael and Sky, I am also part of the queer community as a bisexual man. And it's wonderful to be with you all today.
Welcome, Jared. And you're saying just before the recording that you've got a dog, your lovely dog. What's her name?
I do. I actually have two dogs, Sky. The one that you met was Lady, and my other one is Gilly. And hopefully, we don't see them in the
Can you talk about why the NDIS has been in the news over the last few weeks and months, Jared?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Sky. The NDIS has been in the news a lot, and that has been because the Minister for the NDIS, Mark Butler, decided and made a really big speech about 12 months ago about pretty much how he wanted to redesign the NDIS, and it's been very concerning for a lot of people. There's lots of changes, most of them not good for self-advocates and other disabled people. So there's been lots and lots of news about it. And so that's pretty much what you've been seeing over the last few months. A lot of news from the government about why they want the changes, and a lot of news from advocates about what they're worried about.
Yeah. What has SARO been doing about the proposed NDIS bill? Well, now it's not proposed, it's gone through.
It has gone, and that's unfortunate. But SARU, with leadership from the NDIS working group, have been doing a lot of work. We've been doing submissions, We ran a campaign called "Don't Cut What We Need." The NDIS was a guarantee, and South Africa posted photos and videos to social media. Sabu created a few templates for South African groups to use to have their say on the changes, and I know Rainbow Rights was one of those. A few other peer groups did that as well. A few other South African groups. So there's been a lot of work done, a bit of advocacy, and my role is very easy when it comes to this because the South Africans just take it and run, and I'm so proud to work with them all because they really did put everything into it.
Sounds amazing.
Jared, what is the current state of the NDIS bill?
Good question, Michael. The current state of the bill is that it's now law. And what that means is that the bill is a little bit like a book. You don't read everything all at once, you read it over time. So there are things in the bill that affect people right now, and there are things in the bill that affect people in years to come. So right now, as of this recording, not many people would see a lot of changes to the NDIS, but towards October, people will see a cut in their funding if they have a new plan after the 1st of October. That's when you'll see probably the big things happen. And then the really big stuff happens in around a couple of years. We hope. We know that the NDIS get a little bit too eager and they like to do things a little bit quicker than what they should do. So we have to keep an eye on the process. But to answer your question, the bill is now law and everyone, including the NDIS, has to abide by that law.
So, why is the government doing this? Is the question.
That's a very good question.
It's a brilliant question, Luke.
Thank you.
The government will tell you that they're doing this because the NDIS costs too much. And they will tell you numbers like the NDIS is costing $50 billion now, and it will cost $100 billion in 10 years' time. However, those are numbers. They don't really tell a story. What is behind the numbers? The government is really worried about the number of older people in society. And what they want to do is they want to move some of their support workers and all those jobs over to aged care because we are about to have double the amount of older people in the next 10 years.
Really? Wow.
They're trying to move some of those workers over. Unfortunately, Lou, they're doing it in the worst way. And
They are.
they're doing it quick, they're doing it carelessly, and they're not taking into account people with disabilities safety or what we need. And you would have seen that in a lot of advocacy done by groups like PPP, Rainbow Rights. They often talk about that our needs and our funding are not things that are nice to have. It's what they actually need to be. In the case of parents with disabilities, good parents, labor rights members need funding to attend self-advocacy groups and conferences, like many other advocacy groups.
PPP is Positive Powerful Parents, is that
Yeah,
right?
sorry, I should have said that properly. Second,
That's
sorry.
okay.
So the government will tell you that the NDIS is growing too fast, but that's not quite true. And what it means is that for the very first time in our country, a lot of people are getting the support that they've never had before.
Yep.
And instead of taking that away, it is my view that we should be extremely proud of that.
Yes, definitely. I think so. And I'm afraid I need to ask this question. Sorry if people think it's a bit naughty.
Go for it.
But I was going to say, what motivated the government to do it in the first place? Because before all this started happening, people were getting what they needed and they were safe and they knew they were going to get the support when and where they needed it and if they needed it.
That's a really, really good follow-up. And the answer to that is, and I'm not a political analyst, and governments have tried to do this before. In 2019, the Liberal government tried to change the NDIS, and in 2024, Bill Shorten tried to change it. But now the current government have so many members of parliament, they believe that they can do this and still be in government in 2 years' time. So that's why they're doing that now.
Because they've got a majority, do you mean?
A big majority.
Big majority,
And
yeah.
we might have to give them a bit of a shock to the system in a couple of years.
We might have to, Jared.
But, I wouldn't want to influence anyone
No.
to vote however they want to.
Of course. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jared. We will be back after a couple of announcements and Australia's national self-advocacy anthem by The Outsiders.
All around Australia, people keeping up the fight. Many faces in different places fighting for our rights. Housing, jobs and transport is what we know best. Remembering what will help us, not cause us more distress. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. We are making our own choices. We've been silenced for too long. Stand up for what you believe in. Together we are strong. Lift up all our voices. We can hit the heights. We want you to join us. Support disability rights. Self-advocacy. Hear our voice. See our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy. Hear our voice. See our ability. We want equality. We can work together.
We can work together.
We can right the wrongs.
We can right the wrongs.
If we do this together.
If we do this together.
We can all be strong.
We can all be strong.
Story, a story makes us proud. Wake everyone who's sleeping, sing our story loud. Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
The song you just heard was Australia's National Self-Advocacy Anthem by The Outsiders. This song was chosen because we still need so much advocacy to fight for our rights as humans and our humanity.
Because if we don't fight for our rights, no one will.
We are not toys. We are people first. Today's show is an update on what's been happening with the NDIS, why it has been happening, and what's next. We have Jared from the Saru NDIS team here talking to us about it.
What is the difference between the NDIS now compared to before the new bill and the new law that's just come in?
Great question. The difference is obvious and it's also hidden away. So what I mean by that is the NDIS bill before had requirements to follow human rights definitions, and also it follow something called the UNCRPD, and that's the United Nations Charter for People with Disabilities. And it is a big document talking about the rights of people with disabilities. And what was fantastic about the NDIS bill, it was one of the first ever bills to incorporate the UNCRPD.
So, do you mean the original bill, do you mean?
Yeah, the original bill. So you might have heard things like reasonable and necessary.
Yes.
And a lot of people didn't quite know what that meant. But what that meant in the law was they used the UNCRPD to work out if something was reasonable or necessary. Now, the government really didn't like that because it was costing them a lot of money to uphold our rights. So in the new bills, they talk about funding disability supports. What they've done is they've taken out the whole reference to the UNCRPD. So the bill no longer needs to abide by the UNCRPD. And so they don't need to fund every reasonable and necessary support. So that's probably the biggest change that nobody's talking about. And because nobody's talking about it, there is so many other things that are terrible in this bill. Another big one, I mentioned before the break that things will start happening in October. In October, what will happen is a new ministerial power. So a power that only the minister can use. And that power in this bill, let me be honest and say, lots of bills around the country have ministerial powers. That's not unusual. But what's unusual in this bill is what this power is. And quite scary, so I understand if people are feeling a bit distressed. But what this power does is when you get a plan, you might have what's called a community participation support to go out, have coffee, see friends, do shopping, go to work, go to medical appointments, and that money is currently based on what you need. So from October 1, if you get a new plan and say you need $10,000, you will receive your $10,000. But the power, the ministerial power will say, even though you need $10,000 to do what you need to do, I'm only allowing you to use 50% of that. So you'll only be able to use $5,000 of your $10,000. So, and that's quite a big change to the bill that we used to have. Because the bill we used to have was always needs-based, and based on what you needed to do, not how much it costs. So those are probably the two biggest changes. We only have a half an hour show, otherwise we could be here all day.
That's all right. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you for that, Jared. What happens next?
Like I said, there are a few things that are about to happen in stages, but something else that's happening right now is the government, and I will let people make up their minds about if they believe this or not, but the government are running a large amount of consultation around what they call NDIS rules. So there's the law, and then there's NDIS rules. And the rules are about how the NDIS law should work. And so the government say they are working with organizations like SARU and people with disabilities to work out what the rules should look like. So there's a bit going on. It's a very busy time. Everyone had a false sense of relaxation after the bill went through, but it's been non-stop, and it will be non-stop for a while.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Jared, for that. What are the biggest concerns?
Well, I talked about details of the changes and they're my concerns. But I guess what I'm concerned about, Michael, is people missing out, people being left behind. Michael, I don't know your story very well, but I would say that you and I live very good lives thanks to the NDIS and the support we get. I am concerned that we are going backwards, and for some people, there's literally nothing back to go. There's nowhere back to go because there was nothing there beforehand. I'm concerned about our deafblind brothers and sisters who rely heavily on community support. I am concerned about my wife having the support she needs. I'm concerned about just the way the public will treat us, because the way the government treats us will trickle down into how the public will treat us. And that's one of my biggest concerns.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I think that's fair enough. Jared, what can self-advocates do?
So in terms of their own situation, the best thing you can do, and you might need a little bit of help for this, but the best thing you can do is understand your plan, understand what funding you have, understand what you use it for, understand how much money is in there. Once you do that, then you can find out how this bill will affect you personally.
Okay.
On a more positive note, speak up. Self-advocates need to do what they are born to do. Speak up. And they do such a good job. And I would also say, really stick together. Remember, a lot of people are feeling a lot of things, and this will affect people at different times. So you might lose funding before somebody else does. But remember, everybody is in the same boat. If we all stick together, we are so much stronger, and we can do so much more when we are all speaking the same message. And fighting is hard, so please take a break when you need one. Remember to eat well, drink well, sleep well, everything that I'm very terrible at. And yeah, just look after yourself the best way you can.
Thank you, Jared. And I was just going to say, to add to that, also support each other and listen to each other as well, and try and help where you can.
Absolutely.
Who should people talk to if they have concerns?
Great question, guys. If you're worried about your plan, if you're worried about your support or safety, reach out to a trusted friend, family member. If you believe you need advocacy, reach out to advocacy. Try and do that as early as possible. And the best way to work out if it's too early or not, the advocacy people will tell you, and that's the best outcome. When you get advocacy early, you often get better outcomes.
Yeah.
So do that, speak up, talk about how every dinner conversation, every good Christmas is around the corner. Talk to your family about how shit the government has been treating you. I'm sorry for swearing, I just realized it was a you.
That's all right.
I know, Tracy, I will be fine. But yes, just reach out as soon as possible and let people know that things are not going well for you, if they're not.
And I think to add to that, Jared, that's why I think it's a good idea for us to all be honest with each other and let each other know pretty much what you see.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's the good thing about being amongst friends.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jared, for all the information you have gave us and our listeners today. And a big thank you for contributing such important information and answering fantastic questions on behalf of Raising Our Voices. And we all thank you so very, very much.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you, everyone. Wonderful to be with you all.
Thanks, Jared. If you have just tuned in, we are Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM. Today we talked about what has been happening with the NDIS and where the NDIS is at now. And we had a chat with Jared from SARU. This has been a stressful time for people with disability. Our show might have brought up some difficult feelings for you. So if you have some strong feelings listening today, you can reach out to someone you trust, or you can phone Lifeline on 131114, Beyond Blue on 1300 224636, or 13YARN on 139276, or QLife on 1800 184527, or Blue Knot Helpline on 1300 657 380, or someone you trust.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM.
Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disability for people with a disability. Nothing about us without us.
Join us next month when we talk about street safety. Stay tuned for Radio Phil F.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.